Hey, what are you doing? You're moving in with some ITT, bro.
ITT?
It's intent to touch, homie.
I'm sorry, last time I checked, I thought we lived in a free country, so.
No, we don't.
No?
It's the United States of don't touch that thing right in front of you.
So you're saying I can't touch it?
You can't remember from 4 seconds ago.
Right? I'm not allowed to do that?
I'm going to hit you with a flashlight.
Oh, now you are threatening me.
Don't touch it.
Don't touch me with that.
Want to see what happens when I do it one more time?
Let's see what happens.
Watch you do nothing. Let's watch you do nothing when I do this. Kind of stuff.
Okay, here's the deal. Ben Stiller is back in his security guard uniform to save the Smithsonian from an evil Egyptian pharaoh. The sequel to the 2006 family hit Night at the Museum finds Stiller and company in very familiar circumstances with even a little more one-on-one comedy. If you like the first film, you'll enjoy this one. It has the same tone, flavor, and character. The movie does pull back a bit on the gee whiz factor in lieu of comedic actors playing off one another in smaller moments, and this is where the film is funniest. There are some new faces, including Amy Adams as Amelia Earhart and Bill Hader as General Custer, that freshen things up a bit. And the creature effects and slapstick will keep the young ones interested. Night at the Museum, Battle of the Smithsonian gets 3.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.